A hand grasped his arm, a thing Roland would have thought impossible in this state. He looked to his left and saw Eddie beside him, floating, naked. They were both naked, their clothes left behind in the writer's world. Roland had already seen what Eddie was pointing to. At the far end of the room, a pair of beds had been pushed together. A white woman lay on one of them. Her legs, the very ones Susanna had used on their Todash visit to New York, Roland had no doubt, were spread wide. A woman with the head of a rat, one of the Tahin, he felt sure, bent between them. Next to the white woman was a dark-skinned one whose legs ended just below the knees. Floating naked or not, nauseated or not, Todash or not, Roland had never in his life been so glad to see anyone. And Eddie felt the same. Roland heard him cry out joyfully in the center of his head and reached a hand to still the younger man. He had to still him, for Susanna was looking at them, had almost certainly seen them, and if she spoke to them, he needed to hear every word she said. Because although those words would come from her mouth, it would very likely be the beam that spoke. The voice of the bear, or that of the turtle. Both women wore metal hoods over their hair. A length of segmented steel hose connected them. Some kind of Vulcan mind meld, Eddie said, once again filling the center of his head and blotting out everything else. Or maybe...
Hush, Roland broke in. Hush, Eddie, for your father's sake.
A man wearing a white coat seized a pair of cruel-looking forceps from a tray and pushed the redhead Tahin nurse aside. He bent, peering up between Mia's legs and holding the forceps above his head. Standing close by, wearing a t-shirt with words of Eddie and Susanna's world on it, was a Tahin with the head of a fierce brown bird.
He'll sense us, Roland thought, if we stay long enough. He'll surely sense us and raise the alarm.